This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
We have a bit of a problem this week because we finished Miketz last time, which I guess is a good problem. We're going to start running into this problem more and more, Bez Hashem. But for now, at least for, so I guess we can, I would ask maybe that Tzvi would make some sort of polling what Darlan would prefer. But the issue is we have a lot of parishes which have a lot that we can't manage to do. It's lopsided. There's some parishes that have 8, 9, 10 amudim, some have 40, 50. So my general sense would be to go and to do those long parashas, brachos, and this the shayftim, I think, and so on. But whatever the other prefers. Right now, there is a big piece in Vayeshev, which is a nispach, a very important piece. We haven't done it yet. Obviously, we didn't do it last week. It was all invite. And so I feel doing it is not a terrible avera. After all, we're still in the Vayeshev Ruchos, we're still the Iris of Vayeshev, so I think we're not going to have a terrible avera if we learn it. In the parish itself, you have an Abarbanel that I brought down that deals with the issue of Bechira versus Yedia, in the sense that Lamaisa, the brothers, I mean, it says it was an Eitzah Muka. And this was something which was preordained, and going down to Mitzrayim was a gzera, bris ben apsarim, and so on. So was there room for bechira or not? That's the sugi over here. So the first piece is in Amunas Vedeis. Doesn't speak about the parasha per se, but he talks about the inyan. Very, very important piece. It's probably the earliest piece that we have. Vesholim. So this is page 241 in the Nispach to Parash Vayeshev. Vesholim. Im hoysa mesiras adam la riga echad meisa bayre ay mishum aynesh ay minisoyen kashe geo rashak may zevel mixas neviim may yeme hoym meisa zevel minich sehu. So he says, well, a rasha kills somebody. Do I say the rasha is a reitzeach, or do I say a kadosh baruch was geizer? Pick your choice. If you say a kadosh, if you don't say a kadosh baruch was geizer, then that means this. Had this person not used his wishes, wouldn't have happened. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu let something happen to you that shouldn't have been happened. So he says, so he answers like this, Ono Oimrim, Ki Hamoves Maise Hashem, V'Ratzeach Maise HaRasha. Now, when we ask, why did this person die? Because Hashem was Goizek Misa. Did it have to come about this person with Sikh answers? No. And this person we look at as Ritzeach. We look at it in two different ways, depending on the application. We say he would have died in a different way. So the Munus Day says we look at it in two different ways. We look at it regarding the person who did it. We look at him as a Ratzeach, as a Ganav, got a personal loss, we look at his death. First of all, the emes, this is based on a parash in Tanakh. David HaMelech was going with Yoav when they were running away from Avshalom, and Shimei ben Gera saw them, and he started cursing out David. And Yoav said, the king will excuse me a moment while I bring you his head. And he told him, no, Hashem Amar Lekalel. Kadosh Baruch Hu told him to curse. It's an Oinus Hashemayim. I deserve it, it's an Oinus Hashemayim. On his deathbed, he told Shlomo HaMelech, I have some scores to settle. One of them is Shimei ben Gera. how do you explain? How do you understand the two approaches? For us, it's usually the other way around. B'shas Meiser, we would be kill the guy. Afterwards, you know, maybe we'd be Meichel, maybe. So the answer is, it depends. It's two different inyanim. When he's dealing with his own personal pain and suffering, which was what happens when he was being chased, he needed to understand it as Hashem Amalei Kalel, as a Mais Hashem. But now it's Nagea, he's leaving this world. It's Nagea Hashem Megera, what does he deserve? He has Hashem Megera as a Merib Malchus, and he deserves to get killed. So even though we don't understand how the two go together, but we need to do each one separately. If I can think of an analogy to it, for the longest of times, one of the great hakiras in physics was if light is a particle or it's a wave. A wave means it's not a thing, but it's energy going through something else, like a water wave. The wave shaboy is not a thing, it's energy flowing through something else, through the water. So the question was, what's light? And there was phenomenal rias in both ways. And there was no, you know, it seesawed back and forth. There are very powerful rias both ways. And the answer was, it's both. What does that mean? It means that for certain things, for light becoming polarized, we look at it as a wave, as a wave. And that's why we have it becomes differentiated depending on the angle of the thing. On the other hand, it goes through a vacuum, so it's a particle. It's unimaginable for us how it can be both, but we just have to keep tabs and say, for these inyanim, we treat it as a wave, for these as a particle, and that's the best we can do. So in inyanim of Bechira versus Gzar Din, we look at the Gzar Din and our personal suffering in terms of Hashem Mosgoiza, when we need to understand how to deal with the other person, whatever it might be, chinuch. So for instance, a kid carelessly breaks something in the house. So the thing breaking the house, I need to ascribe to, you know, I deserve to lose whatever it was. And as far as the kid goes, he needs chinuch of some sort. But that's the way which the Reb Sadi going to Musa Deis. Now, this is a long Arkada, and he speaks about this by Richus, again, in regards to his brothers, the Medrash. If Shul and Nachman Pasach, Kanoichi Yadat is a Machshavas as Chosheb Aleim Nu Mashem, Ashvatim Asuk in Chosash Yosef, Yaakov is Asuk in Betzarom, Yehuda Asuk Belikuchei Ishtoi, Vakarish Baruch Hu Asuk Lebriyas Ersha Mashiach, very, very powerful medrash. A person has bechira to go in the world to where he wants. However, but we can't leave the world. We have bechira within a context. Within the context of this world, we have bechira. We don't have bechira to exit the world. Even though bechira allows a person a wide range of actions, but it can't completely, it cannot sidestep HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gzeiros. Be as there. So what does that mean? There are things a person must do. There are things that a person can do. Some things are quite distant but possible. And the things that are impossible, to leave the world and to go in Shemaim, he can't. Kain al zeh ha'oifin yesh ma'izah bozarechim adam, v'nat srichim k'lechayim, v'acherim efshorim k'rovim, shechash ha'asal tzatoi v'noz, z'osim r'choikim, z'osim k'rovim v'mamish. So we ask ourselves on a person, his range of actions are also varied. They range from, certainly it's going to happen, we're going to breathe, As long as we're alive, we're going to breathe. That's a certainty. There are things that are within our, they are easily attainable. There are things that are harder. And there are things that are impossible. So when say a person has bechira totally, it's within a context. The things that a person cannot, in the most strongest way possible, cannot do, is to go against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has decreed. So this lechur represents somewhat of a taina to be mevatel bechira. So let's take a look. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyze that Klal Yisrael will be redeemed to do tshuva, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyze that we go down to Mitzrayim. So you're telling me that the end is muchach. Now, every end result takes place by the sections, by the pieces. He said, I had written before that even the mazel can't be machrich a person can if he tries hard enough to machrich mazel. Ono masofik hazeh urov v'atzimenu. But this is much further. Lefi she'echoyles ha'loiki ritzoyim al kol ha'scholim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ratzon is beyond everything, even the kochom. V'ashem tzvoko is yo'atz miyofi v'in chach ma'itzit v'ol ha'shem. Kumesh kochom ocho v'daitom yisokel kimosh kusam v'shal chofav. V'arehi tainel chol odom loima. So this is an absolute. When there's a gzera, it's absolute. Ella. So this is actually so now we have the problem. So don't we have to do what we need to do to get to it? Al Shabitov is bonus in a taina. She mevua shirotsan loiki become elan yonim in a machriotsan loisha chalkim shumparim. Even if there's an absolute gzera that this will happen, that will happen. It does not force us to do anything. Let's say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goyze that somebody becomes rich. It could be many different ways. In Bechritzazesh, person works very industriously. Or there is Damin Sheyamtzi Metzio Matman, he could find a treasure. There Matanis Kedelos, or there Mises Kraven Rabban Echbodim. There could be all sorts of reasons how a person becomes a wealthy man. Hine be'emes kol achas mehena ena chreches alze ishval zolosei. So there is no one, there's no reason to say he must get a rusha. There's no reason to say that he must find a treasure. Any one of these is possible. Ukva yeloi of lahem rishus lazes masha yirtzu kol echsmen v'yibochlan nesach mekulam tesev zolosei. And even if he chooses not to do any of the things that he could do, there's still ways around. Sometimes even if the person tries to get away from doing it, that becomes the vehicle for it. Over here, they wanted to kill Yosef so that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen does not become a kuyim, and what they went through, Adab brought it about. In order, yes, God wanted to make Avram rich, but did it have to be that way? There were so many other ways for it to happen.
Rabbi, the Ramban says, as Rabbi quotes a few pages earlier, the same word, hacharitz is sheker.
Yes, it's very interesting. Exactly. He says that you see that even if you try to do X or Y or Z, at the end, the Xera comes about. Correct. Yes, it's exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Oi, next. Im hunach shechovza shen sopis ashach nosagaras shi kol anoisim loisim vochachem aseim. Does everybody have to sell them stuff? Cholila ki kavanos yisparch beinu akoylol einam achachas cholke amaisa pratan dashu. Al kol echad olach l'tumay boiz kfi chafetzer tzoynoi v'miyechto olamasois l'yimonev ze agos tazay dechem. I've mentioned many times, we have a dogma of this in terms of aggregate behavior and personal behavior. Somebody who has information can predict how many people are going to be traveling on this bridge on this day. And if it's a big enough bridge and enough travelers, you can get it right to a tremendous specific number, and you'll be right. So, and that's how we run society. We build roads and stuff to accommodate the people that will travel, or in New York to accommodate a tenth of the people that travel. But at least we have a clear number of how many people we expect, and we go with that. So what's the pshat? Ask anybody driving in, if someone told them to drive, if someone forced them to drive, if someone enticed them to drive, nothing. I always say, much like, you know, if you go to a supermarket, they can tell you, if it's a big supermarket and it's run well, they can tell you how many loaves of bread will be sold that day, how many quarts of milk. They have to, because that's the only way they'll turn a profit, is that they have enough and not too much. And yet you'll tap each customer on the shoulder and ask him, who told you to buy milk today? And they'll look at you like you're from the Mars. I don't know. It just happened to be. I happened actually to run on milk, and I just happened to run down. You're right. I wasn't expecting to, but some came up. So on a big human behavior is muchrach in a big group, or kemat muchrach, and it is not muchrach on a small individual. Amnam haroyeh sheyema hena b'chinas haratzon loyki. So in Ratzon Hashem, the tachlis is always a chrechi. Omnom advar machelkem v'yimei lov, the things that bring to it, heim efshariyim. Ki kulam efshar shel fan rabim bulti masi hachrech l'shem ekro shemanu. The Barmel says the same thing. The Barmel many times says very similar to Akeda, or quotes it, or says it almost verbatim. Researchers have accused him plagiarizing it. On the other hand, in those days, not many people quoted and so on, but a lot of times they're very, very, they were in the same kufel at the same time. And this is the point that Barmanel makes in the parasha. Things can happen many different ways, and nothing is machriach the other one. Every single person involved had bechira, and you see it, they were rewarded for what they did, and for what Reuven did, and for what Yehuda did, and so on. Each one had his own things. Yet, what came out of what they did was extraordinary. They reached what God wanted. And years went by where a lot of different actions brought about a certain result. And had they not done their share, it would have happened some other way. That was also, in a certain sense, that was the words of Mordechai to Esther. in other words, the tachlis is going to happen no matter what. The question is just how it will happen. And this is the reason, this is the rationalization why you can punish Russia. Even though the bad would have happened, even though Kadosh Baruch Hu wants this person to suffer, he does not want the Russia to do it. And that's why the brothers have no excuse. In other words, they can't answer and say, well, you were geyser, but the sinner, if it was not justified, is not justified. So it's true, Akash Baruch did not stop them, but no way did he force them. Now he brings a chazal, bring a medrash that is a point. Amar Rishua ben Karko, Maidich Siv, Lahur U Mifas, Lakim Neir Alila. The word Neir Alila, Af Kishatar. I want to explain. The word alila means a plot. It means when I stagger a bunch of events to get to a certain goal. So the word ila means a cause. Olul means something that was caused. And alila is a series of cause and effects. Alila is a plot. Alila can be a libel. That's what alila is. Balila tabalai. So he says, "Moshal misha bikash gaish is ishtoi." Yotzei because they get that somebody wanted to divorce his wife, he wrote her a get. V'nichnas mevakash alilta, but you know it's not in good form to give a get just kind of on a random, you know, Monday morning. So he needed an excuse. Amalei told him, "Zog des akais. Why don't you get me a coffee?" Mazgas asala she took it. You poured me a lukewarm kais, not a hot coffee, out. A get. I guess the standards for being a wife those days were quite high. Amaloi, the chiata yisi adea shemzak get kais pasha kais get chil. I don't say something, she said. How did you know I was going to, you brought a get along. How did you know I was going to pour you a kais pasha? Kach om lakash bro, adam lakash brohu. Vaitrosa shekodma lamho kasav zaisater adam kion spoil. Vine malachamovis tchil my sebrejish, then barts I say, vavoy vresh of data, him's a malachamovis. Shemach shashabria. Vaata toila lila bi. And now, oh, you did not vera. You had everything prepared. Vahembi Yosef, Epsha shalosha shagoma shayzla aviv. Al Shar Achav Gaza Kadosh Baruch Hu Hagol Sazari, Al Abikash Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lekayim Masha Amal Avraham Ben Absarim Yedoy Teda Ki Geres Achav Atol Lila Behem Havei Neur Lila Behem. That's not Shachazal. Hine Nisba B'Medesh Hayokaze Iin Niflazim Niflois Tmim Deim V'Hu Ki Afilo Machshavas Neroas Hakoylois Asha Gaza Chochmas Seishiba Olam Al Kol Parim Dugmas El Hashazke Hine Hu Tola Oysim Emaisa Bnei Adam. So even the gzeiris that happened, that Kadosh Baruch Hu was geizer that he wanted should happen, but he's megalgalit through people. There's a famous quote from Daniel Mikelm said, it says, "Kasbeinu b'sefer zechuyos." So he asked, what does that mean? If we did have mitzvahs, we'll be in sefer zechuyos. If we didn't do mitzvahs, not going to be. What does it mean, kasbeinu b'sefer zechuyos? So he said, there's an hug of a Kadosh Baruch Hu of megalgalin zchusai de zakai. Sometimes it's not your effort that should have done it. It's something that should require a lot more. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed you to have an assist on this one. So the HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what he wants, and he's mitzaref ma'isa adam to get to that. That's why people make that mistake, because they say, well, going down to Mitzrayim was muchach, so they had were muchach the ma'isa. But it's not true. K'mishkol v'chesh she'efshar to efshar. V'ini yadam kei muchach ma'isa. But l'zeh ma'kei yisbach ben imas azhara, l'churu mifalas l'kim klayma, su l'ibchem kodesh v'loy titu b'zeh. K'zeh ayachas sh'miyachas elon yorim al pulas adam, der halila ba'almahu. It's just a Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzarefit, but it's not the cause. Shamachshavas aloyksin al kol parim boyavoy. The bottom line will always happen no matter what. V'lo yisvu belechtom mibli shechruchu machmosa nashem mechal kitat nasein klau. K'mashish ocholim tzik poysho etzorim pas machshavas bashkim legasho. It did not come about in the real cause because of the pulis. It came about before. It came about in how it actually took place, but it did not happen in but that was not the cause. Okay, I'll check. Okay. Behine ze haya ze inya mevua beyosim yiridas Yaakov on Mitzrayim. We see this here. Kehine yosim machshava keduma kavana sita yisparach ma'oz diba oisa al Avraham Avinu asorim. Al kavona sheva zechrenes betchilz bir pash ve lashmois, behine loy huchav rashvatim bedava masha osa zayosef, avol akoil osa beratzin, nafsham v'chav shebegirasim. So yes, going to Mitzrayim, ending of Mitzrayim was hechreach. How we got there, that was not a hechreach. Okfi mashal matzosim lechavim protikol masem al tachlis ma, chashvul toy beneim. My sheyav zechrenes betchilz bir pash ve lashmois. It was the reason. So when the Chazal say, was it because of this agama, it doesn't mean it was not because of it, but it means even without it, it still would have happened through another cause. The kolza final paragraph mituva shemer chasadov sheyesha meshamer tzius advarim elu leroim echreichim sheitzam mitzias deplusner sanosim hem. This is all part of the hanhaga shbaruch to allow us to be partners. The whole anytime a person in the mashal is mashkia himself and he builds a yeshiva and he creates a chesed organization and he helps somebody, the end result could be without the person. HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us to become partners. So the Hanhag of Neir Alila is primarily for our benefit, so that we should be able to be partners in the Dvarim Tovim that come out. Okay, we'll hold it over here.
Quick yes. Question?
Sure.
Does that mean that there's never a Gezerah that has a time included in it? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't say, I want it to happen now, because that would rely on guiding people in a way that's not normally done?
I don't know. There was the Gzeira was, you know, the Gzeira from Mitzrayim had clear times, a timeline of 210 years, 400 years. I'm not sure. I mean,
in terms of Yosef going down, Yosef being sold on this day to Mitzrayim going down.
So that does not seem, if there was no particular Mefurish Gzeira, then we don't have to understand as Gzeira. And then, you know, the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this Galatos is the safe pasuk. That was the Galatos. We can also, looking in hindsight, we can understand certain events in history, in Jewish history, as having been, it had to be that way. And it came about a certain way. But big things that happened, you feel like, you know, this is the way it turned out. The Kleisel's movement from place to place and so on. You know, there's a sense that these things were a big hashkacha, and they took place in certain ways.
I mean, like the day that Yosef's brother sold him down. Meaning, if by the end of that day, Noah had decided to, a wind would have taken him. Something, Kadosh Baruch Hu would have gotten him to Mitzrayim.
I don't know. In a sense, it doesn't say anything. I have no way to really be mesach. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Good tvach.